USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan this past week dealt a blow when a federal judge in Texas struck it down. But some legal experts say that ruling is likely to be overturned by the Supreme Court. Abby Shafroth is the director of the Student Loan and Borrower Assistance Project at the National Consumer Law Center.
The president has ample authority under the settlement and compromise provisions of the Higher Education Act to administer the student loan program, to make loans, and also to cancel and forgive those loans when he so chooses.
Iran talks of death penalties for protesters.
Almost 15,000 protesters in Iran are facing a potential death penalty, but protests aren't slowing down. Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the death penalty for protesters earlier this week. Nearly 2 months of protests began in September after news of the death of a 22-year-old woman became public after she was arrested and allegedly beaten to death by Iran's so-called morality police. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona has won his race against Republican challenger Blake Masters, who had been backed by former President Trump. The win marks Kelly's first full term. The former astronaut had been elected in 2020 to finish out the term of the late Senator John McCain. Saturday, he held a news conference to react to the news that he had won the race, and he thanked Arizona's election officials.
Honorable Republicans and Democrats who are doing the important work of making sure that Arizonans' votes and voices are heard, their votes are counted as quickly and as transparently as possible.
Kelly's win moves the Democrats closer to control of the Senate. Senate races in Nevada and Georgia still have not been called. Nevada is still being counted, and Georgia has gone to a runoff. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal officials have said that two historic military planes collided and crashed to the ground Saturday during a Dallas air show, sending plumes of black smoke billowing into the sky. It was unclear how many people were on board the aircraft or if anyone on the ground was hurt. Emergency crews raced to the crash scene at the Dallas Executive Airport, about 10 miles from the city's downtown. The Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress and a Bell P-63 King Cobra collided and crashed around 1:20 in the afternoon, the Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement. This is from Dallas City Fire and Rescue radio chatter of the incident via Broadcastify.
We had an air collision. It's down on the airport.
The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board were launching investigations. A North Carolina teen accused of a mass shooting has been transferred from a hospital to a detention facility.
A teenager accused of conducting a mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina, is out of the hospital. Raleigh police saying that the 15-year-old was transported to a juvenile facility on Thursday. He was getting treatment after he was seriously injured following a shootout with officers last month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Syndicated radio talk show legend Jim Bohannon has died. He hosted an overnight program with a center of the spectrum point of view and curiosity for all kinds of topics starting in 1993 when he took over for Larry King. Jim Bohannon was 78 years old and retired from the program just a month ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.